You're listening to the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program on 88.9 KETR. Our matchup pits the Commerce Tigers versus the Kauffman Lions. I'm Matt Minky with the highlights. Both the Lions and Tigers started off the game a bit sleepy tonight. It wasn't until 9 minutes into the opening quarter that the scoreboard operator actually had anything to do.
Here's the snap. Hand off to Derace Brown. Cuts to the right to left. He's got some running room. He's at the 15. Breaks a tackle. 10. Gets an amazing block. Touchdown, Derace Brown for the Commerce Tigers.
That was a great run again by Derace Brown for a great touchdown. And when you thought he was going to get tackled, he got a great blocker from one of his players. And my goodness, that was a great touchdown.
The extra point made the score 7-0, Commerce leading Kauffman with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Hey, no offense to that scoreboard operator. I'm sure it's a very busy job. The Lions of Kauffman were unable to respond to that score before the end of the first quarter. But later in the second, Kauffman robbed Commerce of the ball.
Wells gets the snap. It's the option. He pitches it out to Derace Brown. He does not handle it. He's hit by the Lions. It hits the ground, and the Lions recover at the 10-yard line. This will be an easy point for the Lions unless the Commerce Tigers defense can step up. And that's the danger of the option, Adam.
Exactly what I was just about to say. That is one of the riskiest plays you can do that close to the other end zone in high school football.
And then the Lions made their move.
Here's the handoff. He's coming to the left side. He's got some room to run. He's at the 10, the 5. He dances into the end zone for a touchdown as Gabe Connor tried to make the last-ditch effort tackle on that. Could not reach him, so the Lions have put 6 on the board, an extra point away from tying this one up.
That point after was indeed good. This game was tied at 7 with 11:45 to go in the half. Then with 8 minutes left, Commerce seized an opportunity to chisel a few more points onto the board.
Shotgun formation for the Tigers. Here's a handoff up the middle to Race Brown. Gets a good block, takes it to the left, to the right, across the end zone, touchdown, Commerce Tigers.
Speed, agility, strength, vision. Derace Brown again for another touchdown. And a very loud horn, too.
Add that extra point, and it was Commerce 14, Kauffman 7. In the remaining minutes of the second quarter, neither Commerce nor Kauffman could post any more points despite some valiant efforts. So the Tigers took their lead to the locker room. 14-7, Commerce leading Kauffman at the half. After the halftime break, it was 9 minutes into the third quarter. The Tigers were driving into Kauffman territory.
Five-step drop, looking over the middle, launches it. He's got a man open, but they close on him, and it's a touchdown for the Tigers. The Kauffman Lion defender comes up, gets the ball, and then Dominique Wilson takes it away from him in the air to secure a touchdown for your Commerce Tiger.
The extra point split the uprights, making the score 21-7, Commerce extending their lead over Kauffman. On the ensuing play, the Lions finally shook the dust off their manes and busted loose.
Here's the kickoff for the Tigers. It's fielded at the Kauffman 25-yard line. Moves right up the middle, past the Commerce defense. He's into their territory, the 40, the 30, the 20. It's going to be a touchdown for the Kauffman Lions. Special teams coming through for that Kauffman squad.
That extra point was good, making the score 21-14. Kauffman starting to creep back into this one with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Not to be outdone, Commerce immediately reached out and touched someone, and it was Kauffman.
Four wide receivers, 3 to the near, 1 to the far. Derace Brown in the backfield with Wells. Here's the snap. Two-step drop. Looking over to his right side. Finds a man in the flat. He's got some room to run. He's at the 40. 45, that's a first down. At the 50, makes a move. He's at the 40. 30, he could go all the way. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Commerce Tigers. TJ Pinnell with the big play.
And that is exactly what Commerce needed to do to respond to the previous touchdown.
That point after was also good. Commerce 28, Kauffman 14, with less than 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Well, the bulk of the fourth quarter in tonight's matchup was a catfight, back and forth between the Lions and Tigers, oh my. But neither kitty could deliver until 3 minutes were remaining in the game. Kauffman with possession.
Four wide receiver set once again. Shotgun formation. Back in there to his left. Three-step drop. Looking to his right. Tries to find a man on a crossing pattern. It's 10. He does. At the 5. At the pylon. And that's a touchdown for the Kauffman Lions.
Tack on the point after, and the score was 28-21. Commerce still retaining a slight lead. The Tigers read the following onside kick by Kauffman from a mile away and thwarted their attempt to get the ball back. That left 2 minutes 45 seconds to cook off the clock and secure a win for Commerce, but the Tigers did have to punt it back. The Kauffman Lions were granted a last-second reprieve, a chance to reclaim their throne and proclaim themselves kings. Could they handle the pressure?
Fourth and 10 with 2 minutes left for the Kauffman Lions. Likely their game hopes are on the line for this play. Four wide receivers, two to the far, two to the near, shotgun formation. Here's the snap. Two-step drop. Looking to his left. Over the middle. He launches it deep, and it's picked off by Buck Wilson at the 35-yard line. To the 30, to the 20. Cutting across midfield. 10, 5. Touchdown, Commerce Tigers.
Nope. Extra point was good. Commerce 35, Kauffman 21 with under 2 minutes remaining in the game. And those remaining seconds ticked away without any scoring. And the Lions of Kauffman were left to sleep with the fishies tonight. Final score, Commerce 35, Kauffman 21, as Commerce furthers their undefeated streak this season. The excitement will be brewing on tonight's win by Commerce for a few days, but pretty soon they're going to have to start looking at the next contest, which will be at Caddo Mills. We'll have that game here on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program next Friday night, starting at 6:30 and kickoff at 7:30. Oh, so many choices for the Minky moment of the game tonight. I can't just pick one. So here are the Minky moments of the game.
Would you just please stop? Just for a minute. Can I please get a chance?
This is really a momentum taker away.
Commerce Tigers have likely put the nail in the coffin.
For a second there, it looked like Commerce offense had turned the off switch down.
I thank you so much for listening to the highlights of tonight's game between Commerce and Kauffman. I'm Matt Minky. Have a great weekend.